I want to thank Pastor Brian for opening the door for me to come again and minister and fellowship with you all. And also I want to thank Montana on Mission. Brother Jay Pravacek is not here today, and him and his wife. And thank you for all the partners that join hands with us to reach the world. The world is not just America. The world is a lot bigger than America. But you have a great part in reaching the world. And I appreciate what you do for the world. And I pray that every church in America will rise up like you and have a heart of service and mission. If we do that, the world will be reached. But pray for churches to rise up like you. And you're a good example of that. And stay that way. And be not weary in well-doing. Sometimes you get tired. Pastor, I need you for a minute. I'm going to pray for him, because I do that to pray for all the pastors where I go. And I want you to hold your hand like this.
And not get caught up. Is that better?
Do you see him? With
Thanks.
We need to stop him doing this. So you need to come and give him a hand so he won't fall in no more. Falling spiritually is bad, physically is bad. He's doing that because he's trying to raise people up. And I thank God for him. And I want you to stretch your hand as I pray for Pastor Brian and his wife and his two children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I continue to anoint him and bless him so he can be strong spiritually, physically, emotionally, to continue to do what he's doing. I pray that you give him favor with the people, that you also show favor to him for all what he does in your name, because you are a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. He's not just doing this for money. He does it because he loves you with all his heart. And you know his heart, oh God. And I pray that you bless his wife and children. And I pray the hedge of protection around him and around this church. And I take authority over every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Devil, you take your hands off of this man of God and this church that God has given. And you take your hand off of God's people here in this church as they stand together as a family to reach nations. I pray that your anointing will continue to minister love and help to the people here, Lord, and continue to use him mightily. Fill him with joy, peace, and love, and prosperity. Grant him all the grace that he needs to continue to glorify you. We give you all the praise and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And I want to thank many of you friends. I wish I could name everybody. And sometimes I remember the name, forget the face. Sometimes I remember the face, forget the name. You have to forgive me, because I go all over the world, meet people like you and pray for them and get to know them and love them. And then sadly leave them after the 10 days is over or a week is over. And that's hard. But in Christ, we are together. In the spirit, we love each other and pray for one another. And that's what God wants us to do. Amen. So I just want to give you a short report of the mission. We have been blessed to have 65 pastors in India that we are helping every month, and that are in small villages. And we also help some large churches and pastors once in a while. But these 65 pastors, we help them every month. And we have 29 children in two orphanages. And we also help a pastor in Jerusalem and in Sierra Leone. And I've been to these places, and whenever there is need, you know, we reach out and help people. But these pastors in Jerusalem and Sierra Leone and in India, we help them every month. And Montana on a Mission and your church has been a great blessing to help me on and off when I go on a trip to help these pastors and these children, especially, you know, I go around November, September, October, November, like that, to bless them with a Christmas gift. So every year we buy clothes for all the pastors and all the children. And Sister Dribnicki was telling me that she made a lot of clothes for the children that she wanted me to take with them. So bless her heart. And there her clothes is going to be worn by children in India. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to thank God for her. So whatever God put in your heart, you do it for the Lord. And the Bible says that the Lord will repay you when you reach out to the poor. So continue to remember the poor because we are blessed here. Say, I am blessed. Say, I am blessed. Even if you don't feel like you're blessed, even if you think you're going through something, you say what God says because our God is a good God. He came to bless us, not to curse us. Actually, he came to break the curses over us. Amen? Amen. So today I want to talk to you about anointing. Huh? I want to talk to you about anointing. Many people let the devil put a great burden on them, and it's a heavy yoke that they cannot carry. It keeps them bound. Science and psychology and all the medical help has a temporary fix. But only the anointing of God can set them free, free of cost. So I want to talk to you about that anointing. If you turn your Bibles with me, if you have your Bible, Isaiah chapter 10. Verse 27, it's a burden removing, yoke destroying anointing. Turn to somebody and tell them, it's a burden removing, yoke destroying anointing. Say that to somebody next to you. It's a burden removing, yoke destroying anointing. Anybody enjoy carrying a heavy burden? Nobody, only the slaves, because they got to get paid. You are not a slave, you're free people. Huh? But you want to be free in the spirit, free from burdens, free from pressures. Huh? Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. You know, sometimes people think, oh, they look at me and say, you're a powerful speaker. No, there's nothing about power in me. It is the anointing. What is it? It is the anointing. Now, how do I get that anointing? God anoints me. And the same God anointed me has anointed your pastor. He's anointed to pastor this church. If he didn't have the anointing, he will not go through what he went through in his life. You know, God anointed Jesus Christ. The Bible says God anointed Jesus Christ. And he went about doing good. When I said Jesus Christ, do you know the word anointing is in his name? The word study in Greek, it says Christos, means anointed. In the Old Testament, Messiah means anointed one. So a lot of time we think Christ is his last name when we say Jesus Christ. No, Christ is really not a proper name, though we commonly use it that way. Rather, it is a description or a title, you can say. It simply means anointed. So Jesus is anointed. And where is Jesus now? He's in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory, says the Bible. So if you have Christ in you, you have the anointed one in you. That means you are anointed. But you don't realize because the devil lies to you. Even the devil tells the people that are born again, you're not saved. And the Bible says, by his stripes we were healed. And when you see the symptoms, you call the sickness because the doctor confirms it and say you're going to die in 3 days, 3 months, 3 years. We believe the doctors more than believing what God says. They told me I'm going to die. So 7 years I lived without a surgery. And then last time when I came here, a brother and sister, you know, they came and said, Pastor, we want you to live. Go check up. Make sure you're okay. If you can put a stent, you know, to take that blockage away, it'd be better. So when God spoke to me like that, I went and checked, and there was 4 blockage. So the doctor said they want to do the surgery. I said, go ahead. I had peace going in. I had peace coming out. Amen. And 3 months later, I went to India and preached. Amen. The doctors can do their part, but the anointing is the one that break that yoke. People that next to my room in the hospital died. The other side was sick. They were taking her back and forth to ICU. But God healed me. So, you know, the anointing does wonderful things. In the Old Testament, we see the prophet Samuel anointed King Saul, anointed King David. Like I told you, Jesus was anointed. And if you read in Colossians chapter 1:27, where it's written, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And then again, we read in Luke's Gospel chapter 4, verse 18. Luke's Gospel chapter 4. Verse 18, this was spoken by Isaiah, and Jesus opens the Bible and finds this scripture in the book of Isaiah and reads it. And this is what Jesus said, Luke chapter 4, 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. How many of you feel the Spirit of the Lord is on you? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because. Do you know why we have the Spirit of the Lord? Jesus is saying, because he has anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. For what? Just to say I am anointed. You know, you see some organization, and I'm not downing them if you're from that organization, you know. They got a big wig there, They got a big stick here or cross. They got a big cross hanging to let you know they are anointed. Or they got a big ring. But the anointing is in none of those. It was in the Old Testament. With everything that the priest wore, got to be anointed. But now, the anointing is in you. Because of Jesus. That's why Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. For what? One, to preach the gospel to the poor. Some people think just because they are rich, they don't need the gospel. You're spiritually poor, you need the gospel too. The spiritually poor people are more in trouble than the literally poor. They both need the gospel. So he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and then he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Say the brokenhearted. Oh, Jesus. In America, we have brokenhearted people. With all the blessings we have, with all the great economy we have, with all the technology and science we have brokenhearted people. More people going into the hospital, spending more money than anywhere in the world and still sick and taking medicines and side effects killing people. Why? Because they're not trusting in the anointing. They're trusting in their chariot. They're trusting in their horses. The Bible says some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord. So you got to keep your trust in the Lord. You know how the devil is trying to take the name of God away? Take the name in God we trust. But we got to keep trusting, because the devil don't want you to trust the Lord. That's why the devil is fighting God, God's name, and the trust that you have in God. But you got to fight the devil. Many of you good fighting the devil for yourself and your family. But you got to fight the devil for the whole world. Amen? Each one got to take a country in your home. Put that flag there. And pray for that country. Because our God is the God of the whole world. Not just one country. For God so loved the world. And you're in it. So he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, and to preach deliverance to the captives. Some of you are captives here. You're bound by many things. There are people out there bound by sin, but many of you are free from that bondage of sin. People are bound by sin, bound by sickness, bound by alcohol, drugs, and you name many other things. And they call themselves free. How can you be free if you're bound? Do you know the world and the system is built to put you in bondage? But God is the only one that can set you free from those bondages. You know, if the devil can fool you and tell you when you're in bondage, you are not. Because the devil is a liar. If he keeps telling you you're a free man, you live in a free country, he lied to you. He lied to you. 20 years ago, God freed me from one bondage. Because when I came to America, I was a free man. But America put me in bondage. How? Pastor Sam, everybody got a car note. Everybody got a house note. You got to borrow when you live in America. It's okay. So I got in debt. It's easy to get in. But it was choking my throat to get out. And I was associated with Pastor Joel Osteen's father, if you know who he is, John Osteen. He was my pastor when I came here. He's the one brought my family here. And he would always preach, get out of debt. Get out of debt. It's bondage. Don't scratch the barrel. Stay above the barrel. So I prayed. I was in debt $70,000 at that time. And now I'm staying with a family who is free from debt. You see what they did? This is freedom. This is the Rickard family. Sherilyn and Roy, they are here. God, they believed God, and they got the victory. And they're ready to give you a credit card the moment you enter college. Don't think it gives you freedom, and they call it freedom. And they say, you get this credit card, that credit card, that'll make you rich. We're going to give you 1% back. And you believe that and go charge it left and right. Discover. What do you discover? Going more down in debt. But I say, discover Jesus. He'll set you free. I got free 20 years ago. I got free from debt. I didn't mean to sell everything and pay off my debt, but I still got more. I got more. I got more. I got cars, houses, children, grandchildren. Support mission, travel all over the world. I don't lack anything. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You can get there when you're free. The easiest way to get free is to understand you're in bondage. When you know you're in bondage, then you pray. and your anointing will start work through you. And you're working on getting out of debt. Amen? And God will get you out of debt. And you can pay cash. Now I use them to pay me. They don't make money out of me, but I make money out of them. I use credit card, but I pay it off every month. Sometimes they gave me, probably 10 years ago, they gave me $40,000, $30,000, free interest for 6 months. I take it, use it, and when the 6 months come, I give it back. See, they want to hook me anywhere they can. Same way food keep you in bondage. They make food addicted. They want you to eat, and then get sick and go and give to the doctors. And they make medicines, billions of dollars. And that keep you in bondage. You got to take that medicine all your life. But it has side effects. It'll be killing you little by little. Watch it. And the anointing will show you the way. That's why you need to recognize how the Spirit of God is leading you. And the Spirit of God leads you through God's Word. God's Word is anointed. And God is in you. God's Word is in you. And we say, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. For what? To set me free. Say that with me. To set me free. Free from debts. Free from sickness. And then it says, not only to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. Recovering of sight to the blind. And to set at liberty them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So Jesus was anointed. And he gave me and you the same anointing. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. Dwells in you. So what do we do when we have the same Spirit? It's the Spirit of love. You know, love opens your eyes. What's the opposite of love? Hatred and bitterness. And so many people are mean now. They're getting meaner. Why? Because they are kicking God out. That means they're kicking love out. You take love out of family, you become animal. Even animals behave better. They respond to love. But people are becoming meaner. Why? Because they don't see love in anybody. Because they hate themselves and they hate everybody. Even if you show true love, they don't want to believe it. They question, why you love me? That's the problem of a lot of people. When we go as Christians to love them and help them, do things for them, why you do that? It's because we have the love of God. So when the Word of God comes into you, it'll open your eyes. Open your eyes to the truth. Open your eyes to the blessing. Why God want to get me out of debt? Why God want to set me free so I can set other people free? So that I can let others' eyes be open. Many people are spiritually blind. They don't know the word that you know. That's why you need to spend more time with the Word of God. People spend more time with the cell phone. You take all the pictures already? Not yet. Take it. People are so busy now with the iPad, iPhone. It's all I. When they got their iPhone, you're out of their life. When they got their iPad, you bought it for them. Or you bought it for yourself. Thank God for the technology, but don't let the technology put you in bondage. My grandkids want to get up with that and go to bed with that. I said, no cell phone today. You come to my house, no cell phone. Put that down. Visit with Grandpa. Go ahead and give him a hand. Yeah. So the Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So what does the devil do using all these things to oppress people? They are glued to the TV, or computer, or cell phone, or iPad. We use this as servants and don't make these things as servant. Don't you serve these mechanical, technological things. Don't serve that. Make them serve you. I make this computer to serve me, but I don't serve this computer. I make that cell phone serve me. I don't put everything in my cell phone, but I use it when I need to contact somebody. I use the cell phone for my family and important contacts. I don't give my cell phone to everybody, but I got a house phone. They can reach me, leave message, because people call me from France. Now it's 7 o'clock in the night. In India, they're sleeping. So people all over the world, they can reach me, but they can't talk to me. They can let me know what they want. So thank God for technology, but we are not slave to technology. How many of you are slave to technology? You're going to be getting free today because you heard it and you're going to work on it because the Holy Spirit anointing is in you. People are oppressed and the devil uses things and you don't even realize little by little, little by little, little by little. They got everything in that cell phone now. You don't have to go anywhere. Don't have to go shopping. You can do shopping there. You don't have to go visit mom and dad. Get on Skype. Call them. It's all good. Use it. And don't lose it. Don't lose the love that God gives. These things cannot love us. This cannot speak to me unless I turn it on. But God can speak to you. He's always on. I said, God is always on. His line is not busy. Because the Bible says he got you engraved in the palm of his hand. That's Skype. Hello, Pastor Brian, how are you? He can see your face before they invented all the x-rays and what they do to scan the baby. Ultrasound, yeah. He knew all that before. Amen? And he wrote that in the book. That's how they invented ultrasound. You know that? So God is a good God. And he said he will make a way and get you free from oppression. Amen? So there are many other bondages that I cannot name everything right now. But you know, if you are in bondage, and if you're not able to understand, pray, God, show me if I'm in any bondage. Sometimes people are in bondage to people. You don't need to be bondage to anybody. The only person that you need to be in bond of love is Jesus. Don't owe anything, Bible says, to anybody but love. But don't be in bondage because you're anointed. Say, I'm anointed. When God anointed David, he went and killed the lion. He went and killed the bear. And there was nobody to kill Goliath. Saul was anointed, but he was a coward. You know why? Because he was not obeying God. He was trying to please people, do things in his way. And Prophet Samuel went and rebuked him. And that's why God anointed David in the place of Saul. But though David was anointed by God to be the king of Israel, but David would not go and kill Saul. You know what he said? I will not put my hand on God's anointed. But the Bible says the anointing left him. Because he rebelled against God. He disobeyed God. But David would not touch him. And he said, God will take care of him. He'll die in a war or something, but I'm not going to kill him, even though I have the power to kill him. He showed how he can. And then David stood up and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who can defy the army of God? You need to stand up today for Jesus like David because you're anointed to declare the truth. The truth is Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. He's not one of the God. He's the only God. He's not the one of the Savior. He's the only Savior. And he's the coming king. And he's coming very soon. And the job in our hand is a whole lot. So try to remember that you're all servants of God. You're the body of Christ, just like a body functions together. The fingers and the hands, arms and the legs and the heart and the lungs. Everything functions together to keep you alive. And that's the way we need to function in the church. Not being jealous at one another. Not trying to take advantage of one another, but loving each other because we are anointed. So when you are anointed, you be careful what you say because it'll happen. Because your words are anointed. That's why you got to learn to talk like the way God wants you to talk. Don't talk like everybody. Because the world teaches you death. God teaches you life. The world wants to speak death and want to live. That cannot happen. You're going to get what you say. I can preach another half an hour, but my time is up. And I'm going to pray for those who are in bondage or want to be free. How many of you want to be free from this? Raise your hand boldly. It's okay. You should be ashamed to hold it. To be free, you should be bold. Yeah. Put the devil out of business. I said, put the devil out of business. You know, that's what we do as America, right? If we want to, you know, get rid of the enemy, first touch their bank account, huh? Put the devil out of business. Don't smoke. Don't drink. Don't give the devil money. Give to the things that God wants you to do, and you will prosper, and the people around you prosper. And I want to pray that Big Timber continue to prosper. The people here continue to have eyes to see what God wants them to see. And people have heart to love God and stand up for Jesus. You know, it is supernatural how we met here. You know, when we got destroyed by a hurricane. You know, Brother Tom Smith called and he said, we are coming to help clean up all the mess that the hurricane made. So with him, the whole team came, cleaned up. That's how we met. And then Brother Tom Smith said, if you get enough money to buy the material, we'll come and build you a building. And 1 year later, God gave me enough faith and little money to start the building. And we finished it, fixed it, paid for it. We're free from debt. Big churches, they're still in debt, paying for hurricane recovery. We serve a big God. He's a mighty big God. And he can move the mountains. If he can, you can move the mountains. Because the love he has, he put in you. The anointing he had, he put in you. The love he had, he put in you. And the works that he can do, he said, you can do too. I never went to Bible college. I never went to any college. But my God taught me everything. When I came to America, I spoke Butler English. You know what Butler English? Anybody know? In India, we had butlers, Indians, who worked for the British. They went and did the cooking. And they spoke broken English. We call that English Butler English. That's how I spoke when I came to America in 1980. But now I can speak Texan English. You know, God is a Texan. He taught me Texan English. And God wants you and me to be like him. Amen. He wants you to speak his language. He wants you to have his health. He wants you to have his love. He wants you to have his freedom. And I'm going to close with prayer. And after that, if you want prayer, all I'm going to do, I'm going to pray for you. Just put my hand on you, because the Bible says, if any of you sick among you, just lay hands on the sick. The Bible says they shall recover. Whatever sickness it is, whatever bondage it is, I'm going to pray what I read in Isaiah. That anointing will break that yoke. It's not magic, but it is the power of God which does many wonders. So take your time to get prayed for after that. And after that, like Pastor said, if you want to meet with me, visit with me as time permits, because I'm a man limited. God is unlimited. But all I want to do, I want you to hook up with God. Do what God wants you to do, because God wants to do great things. I had no education, no money, no family, nothing when I was living in India. But now God blessed me with everything. Traveling all over the world, being in 50 different countries. And I go to some countries every year. Why? Because God has anointed me. And God has anointed you. And don't let the devil keep you sitting, lie to you. You can do great and wonderful things for the glory of God. Because he's coming soon. Do you know God has a bank he had to empty before he takes the church? He got to give it all to you, because there's no use after the church is raptured. So you pray and claim everything God promised to you. And today is your day. Hallelujah. And you're going to be set free. And you got to go believing whatever kept you in bondage is going to lose you today. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power and the anointing in the name of Jesus. We thank you for anointing us to break through from all the clutches of bondages of the enemy. Lord, I thank you for the freedom in Christ Jesus. I thank you for the freedom in the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, that you have anointed Jesus. You have anointed us to bring the gospel to the poor, and to heal the sick, and set the captives free. Lord, I pray that everyone be touched by the power of the gospel today and walk free from the bondages, so that they can be free, enjoy the freedom, enjoy the peace, and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. For we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we thank you for all what you did on the cross for us. And we thank you for the power of resurrection to resurrect people from the place where they are today. The devil might have spoken death, or they might have spoken death to themselves. In the name of Jesus, I command and speak deliverance and resurrection to everyone that's in bondage, Lord. We praise you, and we thank you for the power of the gospel. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.